Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
You got it out.
That voice of an angel is Telly Hughes in for Greg Scalzo. Joshy DiMaggio's back with us. And I'm Ben Bruss, and this is Scalzo and Bruss, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. Telly, somebody came up with an idea for you to record voicemails for money. Be like a voiceover guy. Would you be open to recording on my phone? You have reached Ben Bruss' cell phone. He's currently away from his phone, but if you leave a brief message, he'll be sure to get back to you. Thanks, and have a great day.
I would, and you already set the market. You said you Venmo me $20 to do it.
Yeah, I'll set the market.
I'm on it.
I'm
for service.
Do we need contest rules for this, or can the Scalzo and Bruss family just reach out directly to Telly?
I do not believe we can advertise for Telly's side business he's running.
It's not a side business. It's not
that
an LLC.
That just was established eight minutes ago.
Business is all around
Ben,
the
don't
world
you
now.
Remember
Yeah, I know. I got
meeting?
In trouble for trying to sell Scalzo and Bruss stock, which has zero value.
Yeah.
I'd like to say that everything that I just said, I'd like to strike from the record.
You were reprimanded for that when you were trying to sell.
Well, I had teased it in a video. I didn't sell any Scalzo and Bruss stock. It was after one of the Packers sales, you know, when they do their stock sales.
Yeah.
Like, wait, they're selling stuff that's worth no value? Why don't I just sell Scalzo and Bruss stock? See if we can get some Venmos here. Not a good idea by me.
No.
Not.
Learn your lessons, folks, and don't do what I just did and almost do it again. Because I like my job.
You got a call from the suits?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And unfortunately, okay, one of the suits usually is sitting right next to me, Greg Scalzo, who's out today enjoying beautiful Lac La Belle, a fantastic golf course. I get a chance to go out there Monday as well. If you haven't been out there, you're missing out. Just drive. Meet in the middle. The 5-0s, baby. Lake Country. We were just there for a Doc Hounds game. They also have a beautiful golf course there in Lac La Belle, right in between all of us. This is ESPN Wisconsin in Madison and Milwaukee. You drive by Oconomowoc all the time. Stop on by and enjoy the beautiful Lac La Belle. But speaking of driving, yesterday I got done playing in my men's league. And I was pleasantly surprised because I've caught a very big Brewers bug. I have been watching more baseball the last week than I think I've watched in more regular season baseball in the last week than I think I've watched in the last 3 years. And I picked a very interesting time to watch because it's been the hitting's been anemic, to say the least, for the Brewers. What, Joshy?
Surprised you used that word right. That was all that was.
You can't interrupt me with that face when I do it right.
You. I just looked at you shocked.
You can just give me the round of applause sounder. Anemic. So I hear the beautiful voice of Bob Uecker after going into the basketball game. I was like, all right, Dodgers in town. Like, big opportunity here. A lot of noise around the Brewers since the Josh Hader trade. Hader's been sucking on the other end with the Padres, but ultimately I'm just focused on how the Brewers can either A, catch the Cardinals, or B, continue to just stay in the conversation because there are three wild card spots. So Uecker is on my radio, and he's talking about how the Brewers have four hits on the ball game, more than the Dodgers. And this is after basketball. So I'm thinking, all right, we've played a fair amount of innings here. Something good's got to come after this. It's a 1-0 ball game here at American Family Field. And I was like, all right, at least I have something to go home and watch. The Brewers proceeded to get zero hits from the time that Bob Uecker said they had that amount of hits from the time that I got done watching, which I don't know why I kept watching as they continued to pile on and pile on and pile on.
It's a rough stretch. You picked a really unpopular time right now to be into Brewers baseball the way that you've been. And when's the last time that Christian Yelich had a hit?
It was, I believe, 10 days ago.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And so my eyes have not done anything to help that as we
maybe
discussed.
You should stop watching again. And
the
then
launch
they'll...
angle on his bat right now, he's hitting the ground hard. And I heard all the talk about watching Christian Yelich run the bases from first to third is really cool. Right now, I'm seeing him run from first or get a walk.
Yeah.
That's about it right now. That's about all I've seen. And I asked the Scales and Bros family, because we've had a lot of conversation since this Hader trade. And you can digest the trade however you want. But I want to know what you think the biggest struggles are for the Brewers. What has led to these biggest struggles? Is it still, to you, the Josh Hader trade? Is it not trading for a bat? Or I will throw the third option out there of the guy I mentioned. Christian Yelich, the guy who's getting paid 18% of the Brewers' salary that we just mentioned, is hitting his balls basically into the ground, right into a second baseman's glove to first base.
10 days is a long time to not have a single hit, and you're in the lineup getting four plate appearances pretty much every game. That's 0-4 a lot.
And he had two walks yesterday, so he's 0-2 with two walks.
Yeah.
But he is getting paid to do more than that. So I guess of those three options, Hader trade, not trading for a bat, or Christian Yelich, which has been the biggest reason for their struggles post-Hader trade?
Man, for me, I think it's been Christian Yelich, because you need someone that has to get hot and stay hot, and that's what makes a good team. You have certain people and certain players, certain positions that carry the team in certain times of the season, and when your hitting is hot, your pitching may not be that well, but your pitching may be lights out, and then you can get away with not scoring as many runs, or it's your fielding that's saving a lot of runs for your relievers and your closer coming in. So each time, whenever you look at any winning team, and unless you're the Dodgers and you got 80 wins and you just win pretty much every day, but most teams, they go through ups and downs, peaks and valleys of a long 162 baseball game season. And throughout that time, once again, you need guys that's going to get hot, and it's like, okay, in the middle of July, we were struggling, but Christian Yelich got, caught fire and he put us on his back. But
the fire that Christian Yelich caught this year is being moved from the three spot to raising his batting average from .220 to .250.
Yeah.
That's the fire. And his on-base percentage being .350. Not even that great for a leadoff.
Yeah, because look at the other options. If Hader was still on the team, it seems like he hasn't done very well out in San Diego since he's been a Padre. So you can't say that. And, I mean, yes, the other option could be one that you could think that will hurt them eventually, and that was not getting a bat at the trade deadline. And there's a lot of validity to that, and there's a lot of weight into that decision, and they thought that maybe, someone would get hot the second half of the season, and they didn't have to make a trade for a bat. You would think the former MVP can get his average over .250 at a consistent level.
He was a .330 hitter when he won the MVP. Actually, the year after he won the MVP, and they still gave it to Cody Bellinger. 800-990-3776, the Old National Bank talk and text line. Old National Bank, get old. Joshy, let's put on the poll on Twitter, at @ScalzoneBrust. Did you already do it?
Sure did.
See, I was going to maybe add, let's see if we're on the same page, an other?
I don't think there's really a need for an other here.
Okay, fair enough. I just didn't know if I, the baseball guru of the show, was missing anything.
Yeah, I think everyone feels pretty good about the Packers pitching. Their defense is fine.
The Packers pitching?
Brewers pitching.
Are you on? Okay, hang on. Let's just set the record straight. Let's just set the record straight.
It's out now.
No.
It was fish.
Yeah. Thank you, Telly. Is this a two-dayer?
No. I feel great. I actually recovered both days better than I expected. I actually went and toured our new offices yesterday at 1:30. I was able to maintain all that. So I had a great time, but I'm just Packers mode right now in a lot of senses because I'm seeing constant updates, and I'm not watching as many Brewers games as you are.
But you do realize you have a team that is battling for first place as we get closer to the playoffs.
Yeah.
But you're more concerned about who's doing what in practice.
Joshy is... Football Joshy. Like,
Josh, I didn't say there's anything wrong with it. I'm just glad that you admit it.
Yeah, you got to get to the root of Josh.
He was like, yes.
How many drafts have you been a part of already?
Well, I do a lot of best ball leagues, which are like you just do a draft in like a half hour. Not to get into details there. I've done over 60 of those. So
wow.
But
how do you keep track of 60 leagues?
There's an app. It's nice. You don't have to do any updates to any
of
the lineups.
There's an app. It's nice.
Do you have 60 names? You had 60?
No. These are all, you draft a team and then the scoring set up for you. There's no setting lineups, none of that. You don't have to deal with what waiver pickups. But to make a connection here, the reason I've kind of gone so much towards the Packers here is I kind of... At the Hader trade, without acquiring another bat,
you gave up.
Yeah,
you gave up.
I just gave up on them. They lost first place. I don't see where the big turnaround's going to come from because. And I've named all three reasons. Christian Yelich isn't going to become a superstar.
So Telly Hughes, a former collegiate baseball player, please turn to Josh DiMaggio. As a guy who's given up, and tell him why he should, or maybe why he shouldn't, or why he can continue to.
This isn't the time to give up because look at the Brewers' track record. They haven't done things at the trade deadline, and then they'll go off and have like a crazy end of August and beginning of September where they may win 20 out of 25 games or something. But I can see why you may want to give up because the Cardinals were always lurking, and then boom, as soon as the trade happens, they lose, what, 5 out of 6 to the Reds and Pirates, the
forget
two
about that
worst
stretch.
Teams.
That one hurt.
Yeah, yeah. So I kind of feel him, Josh.
From an emotional standpoint, I can see why.
Yeah, but... I mean, there's still, 50 games, less than 50 games now.
Less than 50.
Yeah. And so, this is the stretch, and they know it. And, I mean, it's kind of, I feel like it's the Jordan Love kind of syndrome pulling over to the Brewers where he hasn't shown you much to feel like, all right, it's going to turn around at any moment. And that's the way you may feel with the Brewers. And they have the Dodgers in town. 80 games. They have the most wins.
That's the thing.
Right.
Is the 4-game stretch against the Dodgers on top of the way that they went 1-5 against the crappy teams.
Right.
Lose the series against the Cardinals. And then the Dodgers yesterday, I don't even think played that great. But the idea that somehow, I bet Brewers fans watching that game are like, wait, that's what we hope to have happen any one of our games. Just like, you know, it was Timmy Lux who went yard, like just late, like up
Gavin
and comer.
Lux.
Whatever it was.
Baseball guy.
Yeah, again, I watched with a half brain yesterday.
He is from Kenosha, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah. And he was one of like the first first guys to live in Wisconsin, hit a home run at AmFam Field since God knows how long. Cool story. All that. Brewers fans are dying to have that happen to them, to have an offensive explosion. But again, that's why I pick Christian Yelich, because it's going to start with him. It's got to start with the guy that's making the most money, who has proven that he can hit at a 300-plus level, and he's just not doing it
now. So I failed at my bid to convince Joshy that he needs to jump back on the Brewers boat because there's a lot of reasons to jump off right now. And then at the end of the season, you can say, see, I knew exactly when to jump that ship.
I got the best reason, Josh. Ebbs and flows in baseball. Ebbs and flows, baby. There's still a little bit of an ebb right now. We're going to hit a flow, and it could start tonight. Packers joined practice against New Orleans Saints earlier today. Aaron Rodgers made some comments about Jordan Love's preseason performance. We'll hit on that and more next. And, ooh, Joshy, I got one for you. Coming up next on Scalzo and Bruss, presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo and Bruss.
Would you ever eat the placenta? Is that something that you'd be open to doing?
He doesn't know what a placenta is.
I mean, I feel like it's part of the female reproductive system.
Honest to God, I don't know how you did graduate from that. Like, I, legit, like, I have no idea what courses you took. Like, it's pretty...
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever been close to tragedy or been close to folks you have? Have you ever felt the pain so powerful, so heavy you collapse? No.
Well, on Twitter at Scalzo and Brust, we help you dissect why the Brewers stink right now, because there are ebbs and flows in baseball. This is Scalzo and Brust, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. I'm Ben Brust, alongside Telly Hughes, who's in for Greg Scalzo. Josh DiMaggio back, and 800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-3776. I'll get back to Twitter, but I do want to start in the old National Bank talk and text line. Is Jonah in Cedarburg, the official and official robot builder of the Scalzo and Brust family. Jonah asks, Joshy, I got to ask because Ben set the odds at minus 10,000 yesterday that you were hungover. So, Josh, were you hungover yesterday?
Yeah, of course I was.
I was going to say, and for the record, well, how hungover?
It was actually better than I expected.
Give yourself a round of applause.
I think a large part is the fact that it was, they were busy days. There's a lot of walking. There's a lot going on. So, like, you can't really just kind of lock in and belly up to the bar and go crazy. You kind of got to do stuff, get around, drink water, eat food. So, but boy, yeah, I didn't feel great.
So if you had answered no to that, that you weren't hungover, I yesterday got my hair cut by Josh's girlfriend and had evidence as to you being hungover. So I really wanted him to snitch on himself,
yeah,
right there.
No, I mean, come on. You know me at this point.
Derek from Cedarburg chimes in. Telly Smooth back at it. Derek, if you missed the first portion of the show, never mind, I can't say it. Telly, tweet that out on your personal account that you are taking Venmo requests for
my
voicemails.
My new business venture?
I'm telling you. Can I be a seed investor to this business?
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
What would you provide to Telly's potential business?
The intellectual property of the idea to start the business.
But it wasn't your idea.
And we're not going to sign anything.
I'm going to claim
saying that.
I'm going to claim it was my idea, and I'm going to get him to sign something that gives me 50% of all profits.
This sounds like Good Burger.
Yeah. Something's wrong with this deal.
Follow-up question for Josh. What is your go-to hangover remedy? And why? You know what? This is fair. For someone who we have talked to a lot on Scalzo and Brust as our hangover guy, the person who's hungover most is likely going to have the best remedies. What do you got for him?
I mean, that I'm the worst person to go to for that because I just sit and wallow in it mainly. If I were to give real advice, you take two Advil, you take a shower, and you just start moving. That's best way.
Advice. That is the worst hangover
just
advice.
Get on with your day. Just start, pound some water, and just get on with your day.
But how can you just get on with your day when the room is spinning?
Well, yeah, that's the problem, and that's what I fall victim to.
So you got to work ahead. I'll answer for Josh, because Josh, clearly pathetic. Jonah, here's what you do. And here's what I did as I had a three-day, pretty hard drinking weekend. I don't know if it was Joshy at Fish, but I had a wedding with a big crew of friends that do like to get after it. I went Friday night, Saturday morning before the wedding, knowing that I was going to have to drive back on Sunday morning. I had a Pedialyte in my front seat because I knew the temperature was going to be around 60 degrees overnight. So I was like, hey, I can leave this in the car. It's going to be nice and cool. A Gatorade Zero. 4 ibuprofen. You can do 800 milligrams. What? I mean, that was directions from my athletic trainer back in college.
They say it was cool to do it. They gave you the okay.
You know, now I'm thinking about it. Maybe he was misguiding me because he needed me to be healthy for the games.
You don't say.
Yeah. You know, now I'm putting the pieces together. And I hate the myth that people think that you should eat greasy food. It always makes me feel worse. You know what I like to do? Drink the Pedialyte. Drink the Gatorade Zero. Have a liquid IV. Drink a water and eat healthy. Like, get your body back on track. Your body, after it drank, doesn't want greasy food. Am I crazy here?
No, that's exactly what you don't want. And the key is, and this was my, like, really going out days.
On Twitter, at Scalzo Bro. Sorry, Telly. Does greasy food help a hangover the next day?
Yeah, I can't do that anymore because I just feel like I'm going to die. So I just, my recovery time is the worst in the league. Like, it takes me a week to get back to
a
like
full norm. Week.
Yeah. Like, if I go too hard. So, but back in the day when I can pull together some back to backs, it's best to drink some water.
Back to back.
I can't do back to backs anymore. Like, if you get me on a Friday night, there's no way you're going to see me on Saturday.
No, I'm with you.
Or you can get me on Saturday, you're Same. Not going to see me on Friday. Mm-hmm. So that's what I mean by my back to backs. You're not. It's not going to happen. You can tell me the pace and everything, but that's just not going to happen. But I used to drink a glass of water before going to bed because you're really dehydrated. That's what being drunk is all about. You're just dehydrated. So if you hydrate yourself before you go to bed, then you usually you're pretty good in the morning.
You know what I never understood is, and I'm going to lean on you guys here. You're dehydrated, which is true, but also, when you're hydrated, you pee your most clear. But when I'm also really, really drunk, I pee my most clear. So how can I be that hot, dehydrated if I'm peeing clear?
Well, if you drink a whole bottle of Tito's or if you drink a 12-pack of Bud Light, then your pee is going to be pretty clear.
But I'm supposed to be dehydrated, according to you. See, that's what I don't get this. And Josh is our hangover guy, not our hydration expert. But maybe you do know this. Why is my pee clear when I'm dehydrated, when I'm drunk, and then
because you're not drinking anything concentrated?
Yeah, your body's expelling all the liquid you have in you. It's just kind of,
yeah. It's not like you're drinking orange juice.
Got it. So So the poison's staying in my body.
Pretty much.
The alcohol is staying.
Your liver is consuming the alcohol, I believe, would be
and
literally
then
the reason.
You're just peeing out the water.
Got it. All right. So I got a filter, basically.
Basically flushing your system of all the good stuff you want to keep in it.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a filter. I'm keeping the bad and getting rid of the good. 800-990-3776. 800-990-3776. I see Dave from Aaron wants to get love here. Can someone agree that Danny Etling is a better replacement than Roger someday? And I second what Telly thinks about Hader's ERA after getting traded to the Padres. No, first off, Danny Etling is not a better replacement for Rodgers. We do this every single year. It was the Ben Kurt thing last year where like he somehow got Packer Nation to love him because he is a personable guy and he's likable. Danny Etling was going against even worse guys than Jordan Love after Jordan Love was done. You know what I mean? Like that was the 70-92 guys on the roster that were going to get cut the week after Danny Etling played. Not going to give you some love for that one, Dave and Aaron, but I appreciate the try. 800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-3776. On Twitter, at Scalzo and Bruss. Somehow I plan on starting here. We didn't go there. What is the biggest reason for the Brewers' recent struggles? Josh Hader trade 23.5%, not acquiring a hitter 57%. And the fascinating thing to me is last place in all of this is Christian Yelich.
People,
I know it's
have
baseball.
A tendency to give people a pass that have had success in the past.
Is that true?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
If he had somehow helped the Brewers get past the Dodgers and the NLCS and they made it to the World Series, I'd say yes. But they haven't. And then after he had the prime of his, two seasons of basically what should have been back-to-back MVPs, He signed to a massive extension, which a lot of people would have done, and he's underperforming to the point where we're now blaming the fact that we don't have a closer who's struggling with the San Diego Padres, and the crybaby locker room couldn't get over it, and they're struggling.
Yeah.
And it's not the guy that is getting paid like a three hitter that's now being moved to the one.
I didn't say I agree.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm recalibrating.
Yeah.
I'm trying to put my head in the minds of the voters, which I guess if you try and do that in politics, it's usually not a good thing.
No.
And in sports radio, apparently.
Probably not a good thing.
It's not either. Also on Twitter, @ScalzoneBrust, does eating greasy food actually help with hangovers? 62% of the people say yes. Again, I disagree with the ScalzoneBrust family today on just about everything.
I mean, just because you've been doing it your whole drinking career doesn't mean it's right or the best thing for you to do.
It just means it's your habit.
And you feel somewhat better after you smash some hot wings and French fries at 3:30 in the morning. Now, at my age, I think my entire chest would just bust wide open in the middle of my sleep. So I'm afraid to do that. But greasy food is not the move for you. Believe me. It may taste good at the time, but gosh, it is not good. You're combining grease with alcohol. Just look at it that way.
I think the dirty little secret here, than the one that people really don't want to address, is there's really no cure for hangovers other than not drinking.
Exactly.
On that note, according to TikTok's private policy, it's collecting your real-time location, search history, and biometric data, meaning fingerprint and facial imprints. Do you believe that your phone is spying on you? I'll tell you if I think so. Next on ScalzoneBrust, presented by Bud Light. Is I didn't say 1 or 0 is next, did I, Joshy?
Sure did it.
1 or 0, next.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo, and Brust.
Bigger gamble, egg salad out of a vending machine or gas station sushi?
Egg salad.
I stopped off at a gas station for a snack, and I ended up with a full Bavarian pretzel the other day. Like a salt pretzel. It's a wild ride.
Did you have nacho cheese with it?
No. I raw dogged it.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. Ben Brust here along with Telly Hughes, who's in for Greg Scalzo. Joshy DiMaggio back with us. Couple polls on Twitter, @ScalzoneBrust. You can find those. Joshy, the guy who's most hungover on the show, has no hangover remedies for the ScalzoneBrust family. So now people are chiming in with those. But it's time for a little bit of 1 or 0.
Are you a 1 or 0? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Are you a yes or a no?
There's no such thing as a gray area. Life is binary. It's just a 1 or a 0.
He's Telly Hughes. I'm Ben Brust. We are your contestants for 1 or 0. Joshy DiMaggio is your host. He's going to give us a statement. We're going to say 1 for yes, 0 for no. There is no gray area. Joshua, take it away.
According to TikTok's privacy policy, it collects consumers' real-time location, search history, and biometric data, meaning fingerprints or facial imprints.
Whoa, Joshy. Whoa.
It also the microphone is on. It can be used at any time. 1 or 0. You believe your phone is always spying on you.
1. And at this point, I don't care. I really don't. Like, if one app isn't doing it, I guarantee there's another app that is, right? Like, TikTok was the one where it was reported years ago that something like this would happen. And then didn't they have to make like a different version of the app?
I don't remember.
Regardless, this isn't the first time they've come up in the news about this. Facebook's done shady things. I don't care. But I have nothing to hide. If you want to go through my phone or whatever, you're probably already doing it anyway.
I'm going to go with 1 as well, but it's been happening the whole time. And when you say spying, like, what are you doing or saying? Because usually there will be ads that have come up. If you're talking about Jordan golf shoes, then you most likely will have a bunch of ads that come up with different golf shoes.
I think it's different than just the retargeting of ads. I think it's the fact that even on my computer, there is a camera right here that I know people in the company before like the COVID era when we had all these Zoom meetings would cover up this camera. You know what I mean? Like the camera on your phone. I'm holding my phone in front of my face right now. I am waving to somebody that could potentially be spying on me. Right? Hello, NSA. Hi.
I mean, but unless you have some nuclear codes, who cares if you're just going to wave at them?
They think what if I do? They're searching.
And how often are you just walking around just giving all your personal information? So if someone's spying, you're not just constantly like, hey, Ben, let me get your social. You know, you're not just walking around telling people your social security number or anything.
Like, isn't this in Snowden, Josh? Right? Help me out here. Or in other...
I mean, this has been widely talked about. This,
like,
is...
if I left my phone up right here,
yes,
someone could see what is going on,
yes,
in this room.
There are back paths into your phone, many of them, which were reported by the Snowden leaks and all
somebody
that.
Somebody could be watching me make love.
Who is the someone?
I don't know. Somebody out
there. Somebody with access.
Somebody with access to things that I didn't know we'd eventually have access to.
The one opinion I have here is I'm definitely very anti-invasion of privacy to the level that it is. But at this point, the way our lives are so integrated with the smartphone and our computers,
of course it's going to happen.
What am I going to do?
Yeah.
If I said, you know what, I'm making a stand.
This is like you'd be the new version of the Amish.
Right. I can't just go back to the flip phone. I can't not use a computer.
My grandpa uses a flip phone.
But you don't have to be on social media.
No, I'm not concerned about the social media. It's more so the surreptitious nature of recording my movement and stuff along those lines.
Yeah.
One or zero, smartphones were a bad idea.
I
have a hard time saying one to this. Like, it's zero. I have a ton. Well, this is a double-edged sword. Because
yeah,
I really enjoy my smartphone.
Uh-huh.
Because at some points in my life, the screen time has been pretty high. But that's why maybe smartphones were a bad idea. Because it's taken over my life.
I think it is a bad idea. I say one. I think it has made us a lot lazier. Come on, you got Alexis. Like, so you're too lazy to just go to your phone and pick some music. Alexis, could you play Sade? I'm feeling tired.
I was like, who's Alexis? It's Alexa.
Alexa, Alexa, see? I don't have one. But my point is, like, it has taken away, like, you used to actually have to go to the encyclopedia
to
figure something out.
Yeah, I was just going to say, why would you want to do that? I can go to my phone, go to Safari, and look it up versus driving, using gas, going to the library, which I don't go to.
It's a reason why,
in your house, Ben.
It's a reason why you guys recall the microwave generation. Everything has to happen, boom. Like, instantly. If it doesn't happen instantly, it's, oh my gosh, I had to wait 5 minutes to figure out something that Google could have given me in 45 seconds. My God, that's 5 minutes out of my life.
It sounds like you have experience with your kids feeling this way.
Oh, no. I've totally accepted it. They're on TikTok all the time. I just hope that they don't pick up everything from TikTok. That TikTok, that's all.
Joshy,
I've got
a lot of good cooking recipes on there, Telly.
Jeez. A New York-based ice cream company known for their boozy ice cream has unveiled a new ice cream called Dive Bar that will infuse beer flavor, peanut swirl, and a hint of tobacco smoke flavor. One or zero. Ice cream with tobacco smoke flavor sounds good.
I'm going to go with one here. On the right day, I could totally indulge in that. We had a couple heaters over the weekend golfing with my boys before the wedding. So there's the smoke part of it. Booze. I like booze. You know, presented by Bud Light. Totally in on that. It almost sounds like a baseball game if there was smoking allowed.
It sounds like that would be the perfect thing to make you throw up after all the boozing that you did.
Yeah, that also could be true.
I'm going to go with zero. I am not all in on this at all. I'm not in on this at all.
Well, since we're talking about smoking, let's move over to a different type. Draymond Green got married over the weekend, and at his wedding, he had a blunt rolling station that offered attendees three different varieties of marijuana rolled in cigar paper. One or zero. A blunt rolling station is a good idea for a wedding.
What?
I think it's creative. I think it's very creative.
I think, especially just depending on your guest list. You know, KYP, know your personnel. You know, I mean.
If Clay Thompson's going to be there, the blunt rolling station makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea. I wouldn't know what the heck to do. I've heard it in rap songs.
I want to know who was the professional roller. Is it just your cousin or something that's been smoking blunts for years?
I thought the guests had to roll.
No,
what I was saying. I'm going to tell you something.
Like in 2019, we had a big family reunion, and a part of it, we were on a yacht. And this was in Miami.
Sounds like a fun family reunion.
It took 3 years of planning this. But we had a professional cigar roller. So you could just go in and you have this guy that hand rolls cigars. I've never heard of a blunt one. But, I mean, man. And you had variety of different strains?
Uh-huh.
Oh, gosh. Man, Draymond, where's the invite? No.
That's all I got for Winner's Zero.
I feel left out right now, too.
Right. Like, come on.
Want to give a shout out to one of my favorite places in the entire world. You know what that is. Vroom, vroom. I'm an engine. Road America. Slow down your summer and take in the high-speed action at Elkhart Lake. The race season's still going strong. They have the SRO GT World Challenge coming this weekend, so get your tickets at roadamerica.com today. Tons of great experiences for you and the family. Kids 16 and under. Free! Free! Are you kidding me? Think about going to a sporting event with your family. Tell you how it costs $1 million nowadays. You bring the kids; they want to go get this, that, the other thing. I want a hot dog, a fry, a this. You already are starting off like with a net positive budget just because 16 and under is free. So again, get your tickets today at roadamerica.com. Come for the experience, stay for the race. One of my favorite places in the entire world, that road course, the largest one in North America, right here in Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin. More Packers Brewers conversation. Telehue's in for Greg Scalzo. This is Ben Brust here for what the heck did I just say? Joshy, get us to break.
We're gonna talk some Packers next.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
He has been recreated. He's been this guy forever.
He stopped trying to roll out of the pocket. He plays within the system,
It is such hogwash right now.
It is 100% not hogwash.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a new day, but it all feels old. It's a good life. That's what I'm told.
Tony Hawk, 1998.
Pro Skater 2.
Right? Is this on there? Feels like it.
It's Good Charlotte, which is very band that would be. I can look it up.
Fits it, right? Fits the mold. This is Scalzo and Brust presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. No Greg Scalzo. He's out golfing the beautiful Lac La Belle. Don't blame him there at all. Telly Hughes in for him. Telly Smooth, which I. Can we call you that? I'm loving it. Telly Smooth.
Oh, man.
No, it's all right. Nope. It's a nope. It's a nope.
No.
You're a man.
Because I'm trying to see how this may interfere with my new business venture that you have put me on.
It's part of your new business venture.
Okay.
Telly Smooth means your voice is smooth. You have a smooth cadence and
Let's
personality.
Let's roll with it then.
Ben Russ here with
LLC.
Telly Smooth LLC. He will record voicemails for money. Hit him directly. I can look. We advertise for Rot's Hots here, basically. Ashton Rotman is going to be at the corners of Brookfield tomorrow with his food truck. I feel like he can help out Telly Smooth LLC, which is currently under pending I don't know what it would be, but it's likely going to happen. Earlier today, Jordan Love, he did also practice in the joint practice, but the Packers had a joint practice with the New Orleans Saints. Aaron Rodgers spoke up about how he feels bad for Jordan Love.
I feel really bad for Jordan tonight because, you know, we had a couple, you know, total mental busts for picks. We had a drop for a pick. We had, you know, two guys run who knows what on the third one. Now, he should have thrown the ball there probably, but some of that's veteran stuff, making veteran mistakes.
That Aaron Rodgers, simply put, making excuses for old boy Jordan Love. I simply ask you this. Does everybody making excuses about Jordan Love make you feel better about him? Because it doesn't for me. It doesn't. And I'm not going to say I'm on the, and I hate giving him airtime, the Jesse Nelson conspiracy theory on Wilde and Tausch, that the organization is in cahoots to say everything good about Jordan Love to help his value go up. I'm not saying that at all. I think they want Jordan Love to succeed because, A, as an organization, it's a draft pick that you made in the first round. You want your draft picks, if you're Brian Gutekunst, to look good. But that being said, Matt LaFleur made excuses. And then he had to like kind of come back on one of the excuses he made for the third pick. That even Aaron Rodgers made the same excuse. He's like, oh, that was a veteran pick. Veteran pick? Veteran pick doesn't happen. You don't get picked three times. And I think, Joshy, I'll give it to you because you more eloquently said this than me. So I'm going to give the floor to you right now. Jordan Love's first two picks in the preseason game drove me nuts because everyone's still making excuses for it, doesn't understand that he did not place the ball in a only catchable spot for the wide receiver.
Yeah, there's a lot going on here where there's, sure, the ball touched Romeo Doubs' hands, but he, as a quarterback, you need to be accurate. You need to be putting the ball in a place where not only your receiver can catch it, but where they can turn that into a situation where they can get up the field. You've heard Aaron Rodgers talk about it all the time. He won't make throws where there's potential danger for Devontae even getting hurt.
And that's like getting where a concussion. Bothers me, right? So, like, so if Aaron Rodgers is going to throw like that with that veteran mindset, it's doing a disservice to Jordan right. Love saying that he had a veteran pick when the route was jumped when Amari Rodgers ran a crappy route for the third interception.
I know it drives fans like absolutely nuts to see and hear some of the stuff that's coming out of Green Bay about Jordan Love, but what are the advantages or benefits of saying that he stinks? Like,
it's not saying that he stinks. It's about accountability.
Yeah, but that's stating the obvious. We're seeing what we're seeing. We know what's going on. No matter if Aaron comes out and says that Jordan played an excellent game and he just had some bad breaks, we'll be like, no, he didn't. He made some bad passes. So my thing is, I think they are trying to build his confidence and keep his confidence going and don't want all of what they've been able to build to go down with one preseason game. That's my thought. And secondly, it doesn't help them at all when you start talking about possible trades if the only thing you're hearing are negative comments coming out of Packers camp.
Yeah, well, you know what, Telly? I get that, but I like accountability. And you know what? Brewers got smacked yesterday. Here's manager Craig Counsell yesterday.
It's tough to score against them. I have a couple guys that are having really nice years, and you know, those are the guys we're going to have to score against.
No excuses. Why does that say no excuses?
That's what it was labeled as.
Dang it. I was trying to...
I thought he said the word.
There goes my point. You know, down the drain.
Down the drain. No, I'll completely own it. But Joshy, this sound sheet says Craig Counsell, no excuses. Now, I'll be the first to admit, I probably should have listened to the sound. But when I see no excuses, I was trying to make a point that did not land at all. But you get where I was going for.
Yeah. And, I mean, once again, they could sit up there and give it to you cut and dry. And they could say, but it's still not going to make you feel better. If Matt LaFleur came out and said, you know what, Jordan Love is still making some of the same mistakes he was making when he first got to Green Bay. He shouldn't have thrown that third pass. He's not being accountable. He's not going through his reads. He's not not going through his progressions the way that we felt like he should be, and he needs to get better. Would that make you feel better if he said that?
Yes. I think you did a good
job.
But
it's still not going to change anything.
It will create clarity and not make me feel like I'm taking crazy pills listening to everyone make excuses.
I get it. You want to
hear something amazing?
Let's hear it.
The ultimate Wisconsin sports fan weekend could be yours. Compliments of Bud Light and Bud Light Seltzer. You and a guest. And listen up. This is one of the best things we are probably going to ever give away here on Scalzo and Brust. You and a guest can enjoy a Friday night baseball in Milwaukee, a football Saturday in Madison, and a Sunday night with the green and gold. That's three things right there. Scan the QR code to enter to win an amazing sports fan experience that includes transportation, lodging, tailgating, and Ticket King gift cards. In Milwaukee, stop by the Mecca, Bullwinkle's, J&B's, and DJ's Goalpost. In Madison, you can go to Pooley's, Jordan's Big Ten Pub, Tanner's Draft House to scan the QR code. It's the ultimate Wisconsin sports fans weekend from Bud Light and Bud Light Seltzer. You hear that? That's an amazing opportunity. Transportation, lodging, tailgating, and the gift cards for Ticket King, all included. Scan the QR code. Find them at the places I just mentioned. Going to be an amazing weekend for one lucky sports fan, courtesy of Bud Light and Bud Light Seltzer. It's time now to play a little Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? And Joshy, I have to mentally prepare because Telly Hughes is hosting, and he's got the correct incorrect, and it threw me off last time. And I think I want him to stay that way.
How do you want me to do it? Like, I want to make it fair.
No, you're fair.
Yourself.
You're fair. I leave the room. I'm just saying when I said one, and you said incorrect. It was the first time I ever been told right away that it was incorrect.
So
okay. But I kind of liked it.
All right.
800-990-3776 for your chance to win a gift card. 800-990-3776. I am up to, I believe, 12-10 on the year. And Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? 800-990-3776 to win a gift card. Caller 4, 800-990-3776. Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? Next on Scalzo and Brust in 2 minutes.